Time to talk netball here on the Sideline View, and joined this afternoon by the president of the BSNA, which is the Bendigo Strathdale Netball Association, Heather Abdi. G'day, Heather. Thanks for joining me.
Good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
Good. Great to be here. First time I've spoken to you guys, obviously, being new to the station. So I'm sure we'll touch base a few times over the coming months and years with a bit of luck.
That would be great. Thank you.
Now, in general, we all know what's been going on with COVID. How are things going for the BSNA?
Yeah, BSNA has been lucky enough to hit the courts this year, even under the very strict COVID regulations, but we've made it happen. So we've had some very happy members hit the court this year, which, yeah, is a bonus in itself after a year off last year.
Fantastic. Main reason I got you on this afternoon is I just want to have a chat about some exciting new developments there, and particularly you're breaking new ground with an under-15 boys twilight competition. When does that start, and tell us a little about that.
Okay. We're hoping to get that underway on the 5th of November. Fingers crossed that, you know, we've got the green light to go ahead from the state government. And, so this has been something in the wind that we've wanted for some time. And we've got some amazing people which are going to be great support, or have been great support for this competition, which is Jaden Cowling and Carol Cathcart. So they've already run a clinic earlier on last month, actually, and they've stepped in to help promote and support this new link in our association.
So you're looking for teams, or have you already got teams, or how does that all work?
No, we're looking for teams. So there's a advertisement on our Facebook page and also on our website. So they can call Beck Mullen at AFL Central Vic for further information. And, definitely looking for teams. We've already got some in our mixed teams, but once we decided to put the 15 under boys section in there, we've got a number of teams come in already, but yeah, we'd really love some more.
And what about for the under 15 lads who've never played netball before? Is there some sort of, will you give them a bit of help and training and show them how the game works?
Absolutely correct. So for the first 2 weeks, they've got the support of Carol and Jaden, who are going to get in there for the first 2 weeks and skills and drills them. And the next 4 weeks after that will be competition.
Tell me, Heather, you know, obviously we've known how strong female netball is over the journey, also mixed competition. Are there many guys playing netball in and around Bendigo?
Unfortunately, Bendigo has not had the opportunity to have an all-boys competition. Melbourne have had it for quite a number of years. Bendigo have definitely warranted it. We've had some amazing talent and still have amazing talent in Bendigo. Jaden Cowling is one of those and still plays for Victoria. I've been actually down to Melbourne and watched the national competition down there with AMNA, and the skills from all over Australia, not just Victoria, is absolutely amazing. And there's definitely a window of opportunity for Bendigo to do the same, to have our own boys teams here.
Where are you going to play it?
Golden City at this point in time on a Friday night. So, and we're hoping that next year in our winter season we'll be able to accommodate the same sort of scenario as well.
Okay, so just a reminder, teams are required. No experience is necessary. And the best point what's the best point of contact?
So Beck Mullen is our contact. She's head of our administration at AFL Central Vic, and her number is 0407 358 160, or they can email bendigo.strathdale.netball@gmail.com.
You know the great thing I love about this, right? When you think of the young teenage boys, well, I'm talking about my sons, right? But they're not teenagers anymore. But when they were 15, they'd sit around on Xbox. They did play basketball and things like that. But it's not just the physical side of it. It's also getting out and, you know, mixing with your mates. And I guess you can get a few of your mates together and form a team. How many do you need in a team? I should have asked you that, by the way.
Yep, no, seven to a team, eight if you're lucky. Nice to have that emergency player. Some have more. Seven hit the court. And look, as I said, it's a great opportunity for boys in the off-season of football. And have a crack and jump on the court and have a go at netball.
And so much fun for the blokes too to get together, design their own tops, do all that sort of stuff, and form their own little teams. They could be kids in year 8 or year 9 or year 10, whatever, around about that age. And I just think it's a fantastic thing. Hey, Heather, good luck with it all. They can check out your website. I guess that's, as we said a few times, that's the best place to get all the details.
Yep, where they can register. So, yep, absolutely.
Brilliant. Good luck with it starting early November.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks for joining us on the Sideline View this afternoon. There we go. That's Heather Abdi, who is the president of the BSNA. Come on, fellas. Under 15s, hit the court, play netball. Do it.